Monday, May 11th, 2026, Board of Commissioners meeting at 3 p.m.
Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
A current copy of the Open the Meeting Act is placed on the table at the rear of the county board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Present.
Brian?
Present.
Rick?
Present.
Jeff?
Here.
So now would be the time for public comment. So if anybody wants to comment on anything that's not on today's agenda, now would be the time to comment on it. Seeing none, we'll go to consent agenda items. Approval of the previous minutes from April 27th, 2026. Approval of payroll claims, April 26th, 2026 to May 9th of 2026. Approval of payroll accounts payable claims, approval of accounts payable claims, and approval of the veterans quarterly report. I came in earlier and went through everything. It all appeared to be in order. Also was in a meeting a week ago with the veteran service group, and our veteran service officer Nick had gone through his quarterly report with us. It's also a copy of that in there, and he continues to do a good job for Dakota County.
Yes, he does. I'd like to make a motion to approve consent agenda items A through E.
Second.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep. New business, Shelley Meyer, Bold, Nebraska, to give an update on the status of the CO2 pipeline in the Midwest states.
Good afternoon.
Welcome.
Hello.
I have materials set up here for pass those around. I think I have enough.
Let's do it.
And inside, there are a couple of items, too, on the inside cover. I think I put them all in there.
Okay.
I haven't been here in a while. I wanted to give you an update on what's going on with Summit Carbon Solutions. I'll start with North Dakota. Currently, they do not have a permit for either the pore space or a pipeline. The pipeline permit is in appeals court right now, and there's going to be a hearing in July. So they still don't have a permit in North Dakota. South Dakota, you might have heard on the news that South Dakota Bill 1052 was signed into law by Governor Roden on March 6th of 2025. It went to effect July 1st of 2025, and that was basically a one-sentence bill that said eminent domain cannot be used on CO2 pipelines, and that bill was passed. Of course, they also lost their permit as well. They were denied because they could not give an explanation of where the route was going to go. It was a lengthy back and forth between the attorneys and the IUC or the PUC for South Dakota, and they said, "Well, we'll deny it for now. You'll have to resubmit." So currently, they don't have a permit in South Dakota either. In Iowa, big contention. I would imagine you watch Iowa news since I do in Wayne as well. And we pay really big attention to Iowa. The Iowa Utilities Commission, they filed for the second phase of their permit, which took over the Poet and Valero plants from Navigator. Navigator's the one that canceled their whole thing in October of 2023. So basically, the first permit was approved using eminent domain. And that was about 846 parcels that they were going to condemn for their pipeline. The second phase is still pending with the IUC. There was a couple of, this has been going on for 5 years in Iowa, where they have tried to submit a bill with the legislature, and the one bill, HF 2104, was passed in the House almost immediately when the session opened, but the Senate would not do anything with it. So it sat there for weeks, and so they let it go, and it sat there on the desk. So we have to go again in Iowa and see what else we can do there to try to get something going. Needless to say, the landowners in the islands are vowing to do the same thing that South Dakotans did when they voted out 14 people in their legislature, and Iowa is swearing to do the same thing. Mm-hmm. So it'll be interesting to see what happens in the primaries and the November elections. Nebraska, you might have seen, I provided testimony for LB 916. I worked with Senator Glenn Meyer on that since he's in my district. It was basically the same thing, no CO2 for this purpose. It's not a public utility. So that was the reason there. It went to the Natural Resources Committee where I did testify, but it didn't get past the committee, so that stalled as well. But I will be working with Mr. Meyer, no relation, this coming summer, and getting something going. So kind of frustrating, but as you know, they had a lot of budget stuff to do, and they decided to not prioritize this bill. Federal legislature, there was a change where, unfortunately, the 45Q tax credit was upgraded to $85 a ton per metric ton for enhanced oil recovery as well. So now they're both the same, sequestration going underground versus EOR, same credit. So, now Summit in March all of a sudden has all this stuff about EOR on their website. Interesting. So we'll see what happens there. We don't know where they're going with this pipeline. They won't tell anyone. When they did have open houses in Iowa for that second phase, there was a landowner, I believe she was looking at Dakota County. She wanted to know what their map looked. They took all their maps down on their site, and she asked, if you're going through Nebraska, then where are you going? And he said, we don't have that all planned out yet. So we just don't know, and they're keeping everything close to chest, obviously. There's been so many legal fronts that it's hard to keep track of them all. PHMSA, the Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety, they did have that draft back in January before the new administration came in. As soon as the new administration came in, the draft was deleted. But we do have a copy of it saved. So there hasn't been anything really happening with PHMSA regarding CO2, other than we keep reminding people that they did have a 2-mile radius on both sides in the draft, and so we keep mentioning that. County boards, I gave you a little checklist there in your documents that you can look at. You can do road crossing permits, things like that, to make it harder. Counties in Nebraska, Stanton, of course, denied it back in 2024. I'm going there on Monday, next Monday, to give them an update as well. And then Pearson, Dakota, you have those still tabled at the zoning meeting. So Pierce, I was at the other day as well. Pierce County's commissioner showed me his phone. He had a name and number of someone from Summit that was going around talking to landowners in Pierce County, and it was the same Brett Meese that has been around before. So keep your ears and eyes open. They might be coming around again just to get a feel for what people are doing in Nebraska. So they haven't gone away is basically my bottom line. So neither am I. So I don't want to come back next year with the same news. I want better news next time I come here. Strategy and possibilities. They say they want to go across Nebraska to Wyoming. They say that South Dakota, North Dakota isn't totally out. And they also say that, they want to use it for oil recovery. So who knows if that means going down to Oklahoma, Cushing, Oklahoma, with the line. Who knows if they're going to go out to Wyoming, to Guernsey, where that hub is out there, and do oil recovery, because Wyoming loves pipelines and loves oil. So So we'll see what happens there. And again, there's still the reminder that you can't get insurance for something like this on our ground. So also one note regarding Dakota County. If you look on Deeds Online, SCS Transport, which is an LLC for Summit, has about 11 memorandums of agreements that they obtain from Navigator. So you can see that online. It's under SCS Transport, not Summit, though. So, and that goes up to the Jackson plant. But as far as I know, and as far as what Senator Meyer told me, the Jackson plant does not plan on hooking up with Summit. That's what he told me. I don't know if that's going to change, but that's just more information. So my name and number is on the inside cover. If you have any questions or have any email me, anything, I'm tracking all the states. We're working with Indiana, Illinois, Texas, and Louisiana also, where we're all kind of in this together, just watching everything and trying to get that 45Q off the table, because if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't even be here. Because they'll make $1 billion every year if this goes through. Any questions?
No, thank you for the information.
Yeah,
thank
you're
you.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Let me know if you have any questions.
You bet.
Thank you. We took those pipeline permits off of our agenda for planning. So last because of South Dakota's ruling, if we have that, and if South Dakota rule eminent domain wasn't to take effect, it wouldn't go through Dakota County. So they were removed last meeting off of planning and zoning, just so you know.
Thank you.
Okay. Approval of Resolution 26C-007, declare personal surplus property as obsolete and dispose of per Statute 23-3107.
It's just our annual surplus sale, offices that have broken equipment or whatever. Take it downstairs and we put it on our surplus sale, which is this Friday from 11 to 2. And the list is attached to the resolution on the back side. There's not a lot this year.
I'll make a motion to approve Resolution 26-007.
I'll 26C.
Brian?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Stephanie Gatzmeyer, Treasurer, requesting approval of Resolution 26C-008, permitting additional pledged securities to Bank First or her personal representative.
Hello.
How are you doing, Jaleesa?
Good. So Steph just wanted to come in and say that we had to up the pledges since we took in a lot more real estate payments this month. So
standard deal.
Yeah.
That they do this when they...
Mortgages were more on time, so it went up higher.
Uh-huh. All right.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep.
Is it coming from Union Bank and Trust or from Bank First?
Bank First.
UBT.
It's through Bank First.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You want to make a motion?
Go for it.
I'll make a motion to approve Resolution 26C-008, permitting additional pledges to Bank First.
So I can't see it now.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Larry, do you want to do this from where you're at, or you want to come on up?
Oh, I'll come up.
The board to approve the following appointment to serve as Veteran Service Officer Oversight Committee. Larry Albright, replacing Gail Davis to finish a 5-year term from January of 24 to December of 28. I've served with Larry before on that, and he's one of our great veterans, and the other person that was appointed is not able to serve, and Larry has graciously agreed to serve another term on there. So we're just here to approve him being our representative. So,
any questions?
I don't think so, Larry. I mean, you're the man for the job for sure, and we sure appreciate everything that you do.
Yeah, I did it for 5 years. I can go back and do it again.
Yeah, that's right. There's no quitting, Larry Albright. Yeah, thank you for doing that.
Thank you. Need a motion for that?
Yeah. Make a motion to approve.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'll make a motion to approve Larry Albright to serve the rest of the five-year, finish out the five-year term, 2024 to 2028.
I'll second.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Absolutely.
Rick?
Yes.
Thanks again, Larry.
Thank you.
It's not a very big meeting.
No.
It's no big deal.
Don Sports Bar and Grill requesting a special designation liquor license for a rodeo and dance event May 24th, 2026 from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. at the fairgrounds.
They did this last year too.
Yep.
They got security with you guys and everything? Or
yes.
Yes?
Yeah.
I make a motion to approve.
Second.
Is this one where Gomez was first danced on the Beano Arena and all that?
Might have. I don't know.
He does that quite often.
Yeah.
Anytime he's out there on his horse is dancing.
Yeah.
Right, except Martin. His 2 miniature ones. He's got 2 miniature horses.
Yeah.
I can write that one.
Yes.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
All right, next we're going to go in a closed session to discuss the Fraternal Order of Police, County Lodge number 49, Correctional Officers and Sheriff's Office Union Negotiations.
Quick question. On the agenda, it says contracts for July 1, 25, June 30, 26. Shouldn't that be 26 or 27?
Nope. Okay. We're still been in negotiations.
Okay.
Yep.
Just want to make sure.
Yep.
So we need somebody to make a motion.
I'd like to make a motion to go into closed session.
Second.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Are you in a hurry?
Let's get started.
Yeah. All right, make motion to come out of closed session.
Second.
Everybody else, huh? Yeah.
All right,
too.
Let's see. Brian?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
You don't have to. Kind of the theme of this decision.
The board to approve the Fraternal Order of Police, Dakota County Lodge 49, Correctional Officers and Sheriff Deputies Union contract from July 1st, 2025 to June 30th, 2026. We're going to approve the contract as it is written. There was one issue that came up this week, so we're definitely going to address that in our new contract or our new negotiations, which will start here in 2 months. So we're going to approve it as of today.
What was the issue?
Is that something that we discuss or?
I don't think it's what we need to disclose.
Yeah. Probably not.
No.
Discussing. Yeah. Not the blood book at this time. So.
So you made the motion?
Yep. Already? I made the motion.
I'll second it.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Old business and miscellaneous. Jolene Goebbels, Highway Superintendent, the road report.
You're not old business either, though.
What's that?
You're not old business.
Thank you. It's cold in here.
Nice.
It's cold in
here. Hot.
I think it feels good. I'm gonna keep my winter coat in the car coming here. So we had 290 hours maintaining, 3 hours overtime,
that was putting up a stop sign on a Friday afternoon. 34 hours on trees, that was just cleaning up some of the tree piles that we kind of scrambled to get some trees down at the last minute while we still could, and then we just went back out and cleaned them up. 6 hours patching Dixon Path, 7 hours on the magnet, 111 hours hauling in gravel. We hauled a little over 240 tons of product out on the roads and about 630 ton into the yard, 22 hours on signs, 13 hours spraying. And my grading concerns, I forgot to change that. That was just L Avenue. And the gravel and the potholes were from the last meeting. So we did get the potholes taken care of and the gravel out on that road. One thing I keep forgetting to bring up is we have an individual still out on our roads. We asked the deputy to tell him to stop. He's still doing it. Now we have another individual over by Willis who's starting to do it as well. So we talked to NRMA, and they suggested maybe the county attorney send a cease and desist letter or something coming from the board, because he's obviously not listening to us. So I don't know how you guys want to move forward with that, but we spent money out on one of our roads, quite a bit of money trying to do stuff, shape it up, get good drainage, and they're undoing that. So we'd like a little help. I don't know what else to do.
Well, Brian and Jeff, it's in your capable hands. Yeah, I don't know if you, I know some of them, we've talked to them time and time again. I don't know what the answer is right off the bat.
The person out of Willis, whereabouts the roads are they great?
Northwest of Willis. Yeah. I don't want to give anybody's names.
Yeah,
sure. I think that yeah, yeah. If you want to know, I can talk to you later.
North of 12?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yep. Or north of 20.
Okay.
West of 12.
Well, yeah. West of 12.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So I don't know if Brian and Jeff want to try and get a meeting together with these people. The people north of Willis, I can send them a letter and see if that goes anywhere. But the other one, we're past the letter stage.
It's a tough one.
Yeah.
It is.
I think they truly think they're helping, but it's not. I mean, it's causing liability, so.
And at that point, if it's causing liability, it becomes a big issue.
Yep.
So, all right, well, we'll meet with Jeff and Brian later this week. And
what about just outsourcing it to them?
They would have to have a bond. They'd have to have a bond for sure, because we've had third-party people do it before.
But the thing is they're not doing it correctly. So we're letting them out there, and they're undoing what we did, and they continue to. It's not helpful. What they're doing is not helpful.
But at some point then, too, I mean, if it's third-party, we just forward all phone calls to that third party.
We talked to NRMA about that as well, and they said that still, if they're out there and they're still not doing it correctly and we continue to allow them, it's still liability on us. So it's just best to not have them out there.
But the only way to fix that in the Avenue deal is to pave it. Then they wouldn't have to grade.
Well, I'm waiting to hear back on those grants.
We got another $5 or $6 million laying around. What the heck?
You know, you're dealing with...
I did this, as far as out to the lake, I did hear back from Senator Fisher's office, and they asked more questions about the grant. I never heard anything from Adrian Smith. North Bluff Road, we did not get that grant. So, I mean, it's something we got to, it's just getting beat up pretty good with all the traffic. So,
yeah. Did Smith's office come talk to you on Friday when they were here? Because they were in town. I saw them at the coffee hour.
Oh, yeah. I guess I don't know.
Good to know.
Badger, would you make a decision? And I don't know. I haven't heard that they made a decision, but they reached out for more questions and clarifications and what our intent was out there. But that would just be to the Lake Road 203rd. So I'm kind of hopeful about it.
Never know.
Need to be hopeful.
Yeah. And then we got one bid in for the tractor. Dean has contacted Jeff and Brian on that. And here's the bids. I don't know. I forgot to get them to show you soon enough. But,
he's told us that they're...
Yeah, I didn't see that. Well...
But this is on the ground and ready to go. And Dean, Jeff, and Brian are pretty comfortable with giving the go-ahead. Like I said, we will, whatever we got left in the budget next month, we'll write them a check for that and then bond the rest, which I'm thinking maybe I'm being hopeful, but $200,000, give or take, is what I hope to give them a check. No, give the check for. It's just been really dry. We haven't really hauled a lot of rock out. I mean, we're trying to bring it in the yard and keep up on that, but we just haven't had to put it out on the road. And so we haven't. I know we had a couple people we got bids to haul in, and they're like, can we haul in? Can we haul in? And we're like, I would rather put money towards the tractor than I don't, maybe that's a gamble we're taking, but right now I think
a lot of it's a gamble, it seems like, for sure.
Yeah. If you're good with the finance, I'd make motion to purchase it.
Well, it's a couple meetings ago there was a motion made to let you guys.
Just let you know we're going to get this.
Okay.
Bring it to your guys' attention.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Any other questions?
No.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Commissioner committee reports.
I've been meeting with that land use permit committee meeting. We've been kind of creating a tool, like a resource tool for different forms of like MOU, conditional use permits, and just basically we're going to have something we can hold in our hands. I don't know what it's supposed to look like yet. It's going to be like a two-pager. It's going to be something, a little binder that gives people the idea, more of an idea on what solar is, the implications, what other places I've done before, case studies, different things like that, so that people who are being approached about solar ordinances can make better decisions. So solar was last week. This week we're talking about wind, so I'll let you guys know what they come up with then.
The solar guy that came last week, we were going to get it on the agenda this week, but then he never reached out to us until like 4 o'clock on Friday after the agenda was already sent out. So my understanding is it's going to be on our agenda next week, or 2 weeks. All right. Anybody else? Mail or emergency business?
I just gave you guys a copy of the TIF report that the city sent for your information.
Okay. And we're going to have our quarterly jail visit. I know that a couple of our members have... at pressing engagement, so feel free to do what you need to do, and
thank you.
So the next meeting on the 26th, it's a Tuesday, and we'll have BOE and Board of Commissioners.
Yes, it'll be a Tuesday. The next meeting's
on
Tuesday.
At 3?
2:45. And then on June 1st, Christie's asked for a special BOE meeting to get some protests that she sent out corrected.
June 1st.
So then probably do it at 9 o'clock. Does that work for everybody? Do it right away?
Seems.
Or 8:30.
Yeah, I will just stay awake.
Just stay awake.
I might have a NACO in Kearney. I can't remember if it's the first or the second I go down.
Okay. Yeah.
It's the 20th of May.
The first of June.
So June 1st. First, yeah.
And our meeting is on the, the 25th. Yep, perfect.
Monday. 26th.
Or 20th.
Yeah, the Monday is a holiday.
Yeah, so. 26th. Yep. Yeah. Sorry.
But I'll let you guys obviously know ahead of time. But yeah, June 1st, BOE.
I might be out of town for work.
We need three of you here at least.
I should.
I'll do my best.
I should. 9 a.m.
I'll be here. I'm working overnight, yeah. So. Yay.
You and seem pretty excited about going back to overnights.
10 minutes, so not really. It's not going to last a long time. But.
Get too old for that.
The first I am getting. The third is
NACO.
NACO.
Okay.
So you'll be here then.
Yep.
So.
All right. So we'll head to the dance.